This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil. Austria's top security official says that 5 people have died, including one assailant, and 15 people were wounded in a shooting in the heart of Vienna late Monday, hours before a coronavirus lockdown was to start. The Interior Minister, Karl Niehammer, told reporters Tuesday that 2 men and 2 women have died from their injuries. A suspected attacker who was carrying an assault rifle and a fake suicide vest was shot and killed by police. Niehammer said initial investigations indicate that the suspect who was killed had sympathized with the Islamic State group. Authorities are still trying to determine whether further attackers may be on the run. People in Vienna were urged to stay at home on Tuesday. A day before today's elections, U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continued their attacks on one another and explained to crowds why each one is more suited than the other to lead the country. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children to hate America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values, right? Pro-American values.
And at a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says if he is elected, he will take the steps to slow the spread of COVID-19.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing. A plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
And tens of millions of Americans have already voted early. But Tuesday is officially election day, where reporting of the vote tallying process becomes the height of both campaigns. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.